Holy Spirit be with you, dear ones. The Lord is asking us to go deeper with our conscience. He began, I'm asking all of you to take this much more seriously in prayer. When this war begins, it is going to be the beginning of hell on earth for Americans. You are not prepared. So I am asking you for more prayer, much more prayer, and preparation to have your conscience examined. Go deep, beloved ones. There are many things you are skating over. These will be a terrible embarrassment to you in the hour of your visitation. But if you handle them now by repentance and amendment of life, it will not be so. There is very little time to dig deep into your soul and confess the things that should not be there. So I suggest you get to work on it right away. Interesting, he gave me this message a few days ago, I think around the 6th, and things have been popping into my mind that I never really looked at or considered a sin. And I've been seeing things about myself I had to repent of. My precious bride, he continued, these are the little things you gloss over that are really important to me and will appear as stains on your wedding gown. They are the little foxes that you pass by and make excuses for. They are symptoms of a deeper cancer in your hearts, and I am drawing your attention to them now, so that in that hour, you'll be full of joy and not remorse for not dealing with those hidden things. They appear like little bubbles on the surface of the ocean that tell you there are sharks below the surface. I want all the sharks out of your lives. They misdirect you with their influence and steal graces. The ones I cannot give you yet because of those issues still in your life. Mother is working on hers now. I would like you all to get busy with those faults you excuse yourself for. They truly are signs of indifference towards me. Complete dedication means that you want to get rid of all the aspects of your self-life and how these attachments build walls between us. Are you willing? Lord, I am willing to be made willing. He continued, that's a start. And that's why I want you to spend more time in prayer and get holy readings so I may uncover these hidden blocks to my graces. You will be visited with a moment of crystal clear thinking when all these obstacles will be revealed to you. Recognize them now and work to erase them, or at the very least, ask me to make you willing to look at them. I only reveal these things because I love you and want to impart to you my fullness in the degree you can handle it. I want all of you operating from a higher place, above all the emotional commotion that will surround you. Please take this to heart and make an in-depth examination of your conscience. That was the end of his message.